Let's talk a bit more about the bridge.
Okay. I don't personally remember much. I was still pretty young then. I remember when the bridge opened, and I was there on the day it opened with my family. You know, my grandfather had been, you know, active in the community, and he'd been active, really active during the planning process, because one of the things, you know, the debates was where the on-ramps and off-ramps going to be. And, you know, an early notion was to have the ramps right on Evergreen Point Road, right at the end of the bridge. And of course, nobody wanted that. So they moved them down to 84th. And that odd split ramp you have between 84th and 92nd was some kind of odd compromise. And I don't know what the history on that is, but it's one of those things you can tell was one of those messy bits of negotiation to figure out, okay, we'll put half the ramp over on this intersection, this place, and then a mile away we'll put the other half of the ramp, but you guys can sort it out, you know? But that was, you know, all that stuff happened. But one of the interesting things is, and I learned this later, is that the cities, there's four cities here, Clyde Hill, Medina, Hunts Point, and Yarrow Point, and they were all formed the boundaries were all laid out in 1955. Bellevue had incorporated 1953, Clyde Hill incorporated 1954, and then there were incorporation votes in Medina, Yarrow Point, and Hunts Point in 1955. Well, they laid all the boundaries out before the bridge alignment was finalized. So you have little bits of Hunts Point got cut off on the other side of the bridge. So there's four houses. As you get off the first off-ramp, then there's four houses on the right. They're all in Hunts Point, actually. You think that'll be Medina, but they're not.
Is there anything else you want to particularly tell me?
No, I think, you know.
There was a murder once in 520.
Well, there is. There is a scandal about 520, which I seem to be one of the few people who remembers. Okay, they had the toll, you know, you paid a toll when you went across. And the toll was 35 cents in cash, or you could buy these little ticket books. And the tickets were 19 and a half cents, whatever that made it went out. Out to be. So it was discovered at one point there was this cabal of toll takers who would buy books of tickets, and when people would pay the 35 cents, they'd pocket the 35 cents and put the ticket in the slot. So they'd make 15 and a half cents each time. And then they would ring. There was a little thing that showed what you paid. But they would hit the button after the car had pulled enough so they couldn't see that they, you know, mm-hmm. that it said ticket instead of 35 cents. And one day the scandal broke and all these people were arrested, and they amassed a tremendous amount of money, it seemed to me, at 15 cents, you know, a pop. And then they were all hauled off. And I remembered, because I used to play tennis at the tennis court right next to it was right next to the toll plaza. There was kind of a berm that stuck up between the tennis court and the toll plaza. And one day we always used to hit our tennis balls over the fence, and you know, you'd have to go find your tennis ball because you only got three for the season. So I was up there looking for my tennis ball, and I see this guy crawling through the underbrush with a camera and a lens about a foot long. I'd remembered this and wondered, what the hell is that guy doing here? Well, then I found out later he was cracking down on the toll scandal. So very few people seem to remember this.
Really? I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, I don't know when it would have been. You know, sort of early 70s. I'm guessing early to mid 70s, probably.